I'm fine. How are you?
Long night last night for you?
Oh, my goodness gracious. Well, we have seen a DA right at midnight, you know, the end of session. And then we waited for the Senate to come down to the chamber, and then Governor Lamont addressed us. So that was nice. So I got home around 2:30.
Yeah, everybody's got to be a little antsy at that point, right? It's like, you know, Governor, we love you, but come on, let us go home, right?
Yeah, and he absolutely acknowledged that and spoke briefly. It was quite wonderful, and it was nice to see him. So
all right,
that's good.
Let's get an overall perspective, kind of the overall session. Give us a grade, if you could, of the session just completed.
I would give it an A-.
Really?
I think we got a lot done legislatively. There were some really big things. The paid medical family leave and the minimum wage, and we accomplished our main goal, which was to craft a balanced budget, and that was a $43 billion mission, and it was accomplished. And then there were a lot of things, you know, we tried to do a lot of things for business and for the environment. Those were the main driving committees, and an awful lot of judiciary things that just elude me, mainly. I just don't understand all that lawyer talk, but...
Well. Okay. A couple things. First of all, the paid family medical leave and the minimum wage, are you in favor of those?
I was in favor conceptually, but we can't afford it right now. And they're going to be really very, very expensive for, you know, business and for taxpayers.
And minimum wage, you feel the same way?
I do, and I honestly don't think $15 is a minimum is a living wage, and that's what I'd really like to see. And we do that by increasing job opportunities, and that's how I would go about it instead of just, you know, ooching up this per hourly rate every year.
Mm-hmm. Now, electronic tolling is going to be taken up in a special session. I spoke with CBIA half an hour ago. I was a little surprised, I guess. I thought there was more support than they think there is. Is there support for electronic tolling? You think this will get done?
I think it's very iffy, and the fact that they didn't put it in the budget was very telling, and the fact that they're holding up our bond bill and putting it in a special session, I think they're trying to get more votes.
Okay. And also, recreational marijuana did not make the grade either. Why not?
No. There wasn't any appetite for it.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
I thought there was more. I thought that and, you know, the sports betting, I thought they were slam dunks, frankly. And it just, I think just because we had so much to do with this budget and minimum wage and paid family medical leave, took priority. So those were the big three, and they figured they could do, you know, recreational marijuana and sports betting at another time.
You know, I'm interested about this, and I understand that you're on the Republican side, but the Democratic leaders were pushing these things, tolling, marijuana, stuff like that, and they don't go. Is there going to be a price to pay for them from the leadership standpoint?
You'd have to ask them. There's always a price to pay when you go against your leadership, but truthfully, they've got the majority in both houses. They've got a very comfortable majority. So they are giving free passes to those people that would be impacted at home.
All right. Give me your perspective on the budget itself. It's balanced. What things are going to impact people? What's going to impact Greenwich?
Well, we're going to have that mansion tax, which is a 1% surcharge on the conveyance, which is already, I think, 2.5%. And that will be levied on homes that are above $2.5 million when they're sold. We are going to have a price when we take Uber or Lyft. There's a motor vehicle trade-in tax. There's a tax on prepared meals and alcohol. These are all new. Dry cleaning, interior design, digital downloads, and a 10% tax on plastic bags. Now, that won't impact us because we have an ordinance that, you know, we have banned them.
So there was not a statewide ban on plastic bags?
Not before this. Mm-mm.
No, okay. So that was not passed. And as far as there was one other I was thinking about, but the income tax stays the same and sales tax.
The income tax stays the same, and the rate for the sales tax stays the same, and there's no capital gains tax increase.
Okay. Anything that you saw that was good for us?
Well, I think there were a lot of good, you know, environmental laws that got passed, clean air, clean water. We did a lot of things in education, you know, to try to increase apprenticeships and accessibility to education, both technical school and college, and, you know, things like that. Oh, and locally, Tom Byrne, who's a moderator of the representative town meeting, had asked me to get the arbitration calendar changed so that if an arbitration ruling came in on a Saturday or Sunday, rather than his trying to convene the entire 230-member RTM, it now would be moved over to the next calendar day, and I was able to get that through.
Oh, okay, so that's kind of like an inside baseball thing, but has an impact locally, right?
Yeah, and it was something that he asked for. And I'll tell you, you mentioned binding arbitration or prevailing wage, and about every hackle in Hartford goes up. Oh, what's going to happen? And I was able to get it done. I mean, I told him it was pretty innocuous. It was good for everybody. And it passed. It passed on consent out of the Labor Committee, which is unheard of. And it passed unanimously in the House, and it went on consent in the Senate last night at 11:55. I swear I was a nervous wreck, but it went through.
All right, State Representative Libby Florin, thanks very much for your time, and get some rest, and we'll talk again next month. Thank you.
Okie doke. Bye.
State Representative Libby Florin of Greenwich, first Thursday of the month, she joined